You know how the chicks say, don't make yourself beautiful? Have you seen the chicks involved in an organization? It seems as if the uglier you are, the higher rank you hold. Yeah, my mother-in-law is a grand dragon. That chick's so ugly, every time she goes to her psychiatrist, he lays her face down. Last Wednesday, she picked up a bone from the kitchen, ran out to the garbage man and said, am I too late? He said, no, jump right in. I never liked the broad anyhow, man. No, I never have. Oh, wow. I never liked her. My wife and I first became engaged. She ran home and said, mother dear, Jim just proposed to me, but I don't know if I want to marry him because he's an atheist. He doesn't believe in hell. She said, marry that sucker, honey. We'll show him. Jive chick told me one day, son, beauty is within. I said, well, broad, you better throw up. My wife and I were married by Justice of Peace. We went to the Justice of Peace home. He looked at me and he said, young man, I can't marry you because this young lady is, she's not of age. She'll need her father's consent. I said, her father's consent? I said, who do you think that is standing behind me with that rifle in his hand? Chuck Connors? You don't think I'd marry her willingly, do you? Yes, sirree. You should see my father-in-law. That's a cheap dude. Oh, he's a cheap dude. And a doctor, too. Yeah, he's a doctor. I had to go by his office one day and pick him up and give him a ride home. The buses were on strike. And when I went in his office, I overheard him tell a customer, we don't give Novocaine for minor surgery. You want to bite on a stick? And we got a guy coming in next week to sharpen the needles. He had the only office, medical office, that was ordered closed during the measles epidemic. Oh, that's a cheap dude. He and my mother-in-law decided on their 25th anniversary that they would go to back to Miami and do the same thing they did on their honeymoon. So on their wedding night, they both undressed and in separate rooms. And at a signal, they broke out of the rooms and dashed madly into each other's arms. So 25 years later, they were going to try the same thing. They got a hotel in Miami Beach, changed clothes in separate rooms. And at the signal, they both dashed from the room and they run right past each other. And the dude went right through the window onto the shrubbery. So the bellhop came out momentarily and he said, say, fella, what are you doing out here with no clothes on there in the shrubbery? So my father-in-law began to explain what happened. And he said, I'd like to, you know, get some assistance from you and help me back in my room so everyone won't see me and won't notice me. I don't want to be embarrassed like this, you know. So the bellhop said, oh, you can walk right through the lobby. He said, well, what about all those people? He said, oh, everybody's upstairs watching them get some broad off of a dough dial. Oh,